SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
In this bulletin, humanitarian workers say three-day pauses in Gaza war are not enough to deal with the crisis. The death of an indigenous teen in a WA detention center is to be investigated. And in the Paralympics, a third gold medal for Australia. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Avadin. Humanitarian workers say the temporary halts to military operation by Israel in Gaza is a welcome first step that needs to go even further. The Israeli forces have announced they'll be making three-day pauses in their movements around the enclave to allow for emergency treatment to be provided to children with polio. The World Health Organization says there's an outbreak of the disease in Gaza that could spread to other regions if not treated immediately. The peak health body has announced a three-phase rollout of 640,000 vaccinations in the enclave starting from the 1st of September. Executive Director of Doctors Without Borders Australia, Jennifer Tierney, tells SBS a permanent ceasefire is necessary to address the full scale of the health crisis in Gaza.
These three-day pauses are welcome as a means to be able to execute the vaccination campaign. However, they are the absolute tip of the iceberg on the humanitarian medical needs. And a ceasefire and a permanent ceasefire is needed to be able to restore hospital facilities, to be able to set clean water back up, to set up homes for people, to be able to give them shelter, to be able to rebuild the infrastructure, to be able to deliver appropriate medical care.
The Premier of Western Australia has announced there will be an investigation into the death of an Indigenous teenager at Banksia Hill Detention Centre. He's the second person to lose their life in youth detention in the state in less than a year. He was found unresponsive in his cell just after 10 p.m. on Wednesday night. Corrective Services Commissioner Brad Royce says that the 17-year-old had been in an intensive supervision unit because of concerns for his health and had been checked by staff 10 times in the hours before his death.
All the staff were wearing radios, they wore their alarms, and they had body-worn camera on. I've reviewed the footage, and I'm satisfied that their actions around what they're doing and the way they called for support was appropriate. On this occasion, we were unable to save the young man, but I can say that my staff gave it everything they could.
Premier Roger Cook has admitted the youth detention system is not good enough and needs improving. Officials are expecting a busy night in Brisbane tonight, thanks to a number of major events taking place. There's a local NRL derby at Suncor Stadium, and the popular River Fire fireworks display is taking place on the Brisbane River in the city centre. A crew of 30 people have spent about 1,500 hours getting more than 12 tons of fireworks ready. Translink spokesman Roman Gaffa tells Radio 4BC they've put an extra 130 buses into service and passengers will be able to travel for free on trains and buses for 2 hours after the fireworks finish.
There's going to be over 500,000 people in the city, a full house at Suncorp Stadium for the Dolphins home match against the Broncos. So it will be a big night. Be patient. You'll get home. May take a little bit longer than normal, but you'll definitely get home without any problems.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has announced all in vitro fertilization treatments will be funded by government if he wins the upcoming elections. IVF treatments have become a controversial issue in the run-up to the U.S. presidential election, with Republicans struggling to contain backlash over a court ruling that declared that all embryos should be considered children. Mr. Trump has said parents will be able to claim tax refunds from all expenses related to their newborn children without elaborating on how his administration would cover those costs.
Because we want more babies, to put it very nicely. And for this same reason, we will also allow new parents to deduct major newborn expenses from their taxes so that parents that have a beautiful baby will be able. So we're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it.
At the Paralympics, cyclist Emily Petrikova has won Australia's third gold medal of the Games in Paris. She's beaten New Zealander Anna Taylor in the C4 3,000-meter individual pursuit final and successfully defended her Paralympic title. The 44-year-old says the 3 years leading up to the Paralympics have been so hard, and she's grateful that she got this result for the people who worked with her for that period. And Australia's paracyclists also claim gold in the men's C4 5 1,000-meter time trial, with Corey Boddington taking the win. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.